Among the numerous cultural gifts brought to Canada by the Finnish diaspora, perhaps none is more well known as their distinct bathing culture and the iconic sauna, pronounced so-na, to those in the know. In this edition of Remember This, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Centre takes a brisk dip into this emblematic Nordic tradition. Finns have perfected the art of the steam bath over a period of roughly 2,000 years. For generations, this room is where Finnish families gathered to bathe, but also it was the place where babies were born and sick family members sought succor. Since it was the cleanest, warmest and most sterile place in the home, its salubrious surroundings promoted an all-around sense of well-being. In the 19th-20th centuries, the most common design for a sauna consisted of a small dressing room and another room with a stove, called a kiwaz, that's topped with rocks that are heated up. When water is thrown on the stones, the hot steam that rises and evaporates is called loili. For the most authentic experience, one must abandon any swimming costume and arm oneself with vitta, birch branches tied together which are brought to play all over the naked body, stimulating circulation. A wash-up with soap and water follows this vigorous and holistic flogging, followed by a dip in a nearby lake to get the maximum benefit from the experience. In 1928, the Consulate General of Finland, in Montreal, estimated that there were about 60,000 Finns residing in Canada, and more than 60% of them chose Ontario as their new home. The landscape of northeastern Ontario seemed to be a perfect fit for these hardy outdoor-loving folks. Many of these immigrants worked in the lumber and mining industries in the region, establishing themselves near crystal-clear lakes in the boreal forest and inevitably building their saunas, which have added so much pleasure to our experience of the outdoors. The Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Centre, regularly provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.